Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling the world of cryptocurrency. We're going to break it down so you can feel confident navigating Bitcoin, altcoins, and all that jazz. Think of us as your guides to this exciting, sometimes confusing, but always fascinating world.
Yeah, and no worries if you're just starting out. You don't need to be a tech whiz to understand the fundamentals. We're going to unpack everything step by step.
Awesome. We're using a blog post as our jumping off point, one that talks about finding altcoins before they explode. Sounds intense, right?
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll use it to really grasp the basics. The blog dives right into altcoins, so maybe we should start with a simple question. What even are altcoins?
That's the perfect place to begin. Altcoin simply means alternative coin. Basically, any cryptocurrency that isn't Bitcoin. Think of Bitcoin as the OG, the first one that kicked off this whole digital currency revolution.
So Bitcoin is like the granddaddy of crypto and all the others are kind of like its offspring.
Exactly. Every other digital currency that came after is essentially an alternative to Bitcoin.
Okay, that makes sense. But what exactly is Bitcoin? What makes it so special?
At its core, Bitcoin is a digital currency that's decentralized, meaning it's not controlled by any bank or government. Transactions happen directly between users. And it all relies on a revolutionary technology called blockchain.
Blockchain. I hear that word everywhere. Can you break down what it is and why it's so important for cryptocurrency?
Imagine a giant digital ledger that records every Bitcoin transaction ever made. This ledger isn't kept in one place, though. It's distributed across a vast network of computers worldwide. This makes it super secure and transparent. Each transaction is verified and permanently added to the blockchain, no tampering allowed.
So it's like a public record everyone can see, but no one can mess with. That's pretty impressive. The blog post also mentions something called the Bitcoin Rainbow Chart, which sounds intriguing and colorful. What's that all about?
It is colorful. The Bitcoin Rainbow Chart visually tracks Bitcoin's entire price history. Think of it like a mood ring for Bitcoin, showing you the different price zones it's gone through from fire sale lows to bubble territory highs.
So if it's flashing red, it's time to worry.
Haha. Well, it's not a crystal ball. But it does help you understand Bitcoin's past price swings, which can give you clues about what might happen in the future. Remember, patterns can repeat.
And why is understanding Bitcoin's price swings so important for someone who's interested in these altcoins? Are they connected?
That's where things get really interesting. Bitcoin often sets the trend for the entire cryptocurrency market. When Bitcoin goes up, altcoins tend to follow suit. But when Bitcoin drops, altcoins often take an even bigger hit. Imagine it like a ripple effect.
So keeping tabs on Bitcoin is kind of like checking the weather forecast for the entire crypto world.
Precisely. It gives you a sense of the overall market sentiment and helps you make smarter decisions whether you're thinking about buying Bitcoin or diving into altcoins.
Speaking of altcoins, the blog talks about something called altcoin season. What exactly does that mean?
Imagine a period where altcoins suddenly outperform Bitcoin. That's altcoin season. It's when investors are feeling a bit more adventurous and are willing to invest in smaller, riskier cryptocurrencies, hoping for massive gains. Think of it like the stock market, where smaller companies sometimes have explosive growth spurts.
So it's about riding the waves and finding those altcoins that are ready to take off. But how do we actually identify which ones have that potential?
One crucial metric mentioned in the blog is total value locked, or TVL. It might sound technical, but it's actually pretty straightforward. Imagine TVL as a measure of how much money is locked into a particular cryptocurrency or project. The higher the TVL, the more confidence people have in it.
So it's like checking how much money is invested in the company's stock. The higher the stock price, the more investors believe in that company's future.
Exactly. It's a strong indicator of market adoption and potential growth. The blog even suggests a platform called DeFi Llama that helps you track TVL for different cryptocurrencies. Think of it like your crypto stock tracker.
Okay, so we've got the Bitcoin Rainbow Chart to check the market vibe. We know to look out for altcoin season. And we've got DeFi Llama to track TVL. It's like we're building a toolkit for exploring the crypto world.
And there are even more tools out there. The blog post mentions Arkham, which is like a detective agency for crypto. It helps you track the movements of big players, often called whales.
But wait, we can actually see what these crypto whales are buying and selling. That sounds like insider information.
Well, not exactly insider information, but it definitely gives you insights into what the big players are thinking and doing with their money. These whales often influence the market, so watching their moves can hint at where the market might be headed.
Arkham is definitely going on my list of tools to check out. What other platforms does the blog recommend for people like me who are just starting out with altcoins?
It mentions CoinGecko, a fantastic platform for tracking the performance of thousands of cryptocurrencies. Think of it as your crypto encyclopedia. You can see price charts, market caps, trading volume, and all sorts of other helpful data.
Sounds like CoinGecko is a one-stop shop for crypto research. Any other platforms we should know about?
Absolutely. Glassnode is another fantastic resource, especially if you're ready to dig into something called on-chain data. It provides deeper insights into things like active addresses, transaction volume, and network growth, giving you a better understanding of how healthy or risky a particular cryptocurrency might be.
Wow, we're really getting into the nitty-gritty here. But there's one more tool the blog mentions that I'm really curious about. Lunar Crush. What's that all about?
Lunar Crush is all about social sentiment. It analyzes social media chatter surrounding different cryptocurrencies to understand how people feel about them. Think of it like reading the room, but for crypto.
So if there's a lot of buzz about a certain altcoin on Twitter, Reddit, or YouTube, Lunar Crush will pick up on that.
Exactly. And that buzz can often predict price movements. If people are excited about a coin, they're more likely to buy it, which can push the price up.
It's amazing how much influence social media has in the world of cryptocurrency.
It really does. Crypto is still a relatively young space, and much of the information and hype comes from online communities and social media.
So it's not just about analyzing charts and numbers. It's also about understanding the psychology of the market and how people's feelings can impact prices.
You've got it. It's all connected.
We've covered a lot of ground. It's amazing to see how many tools are out there to help people navigate the world of cryptocurrency. But I think it's time to take a breather and let our listener absorb all this. When we come back, we'll recap some of the key takeaways and offer some final thoughts. Welcome back to our crypto exploration. Before we jumped into all those exciting tools and resources, we started with the foundation of it all, Bitcoin.
Right. Bitcoin really asks the starting point for understanding the crypto landscape. It's the original cryptocurrency, and its movements still have a major influence on the entire market.
Yeah, and we can't forget about blockchain technology, the backbone of Bitcoin and many other cryptocurrencies. It's like this incredible, secure, and transparent ledger that records every transaction.
It's a revolutionary concept that cuts out the middleman, allowing for direct peer-to-peer transactions without relying on banks or governments.
Absolutely. We also talked about those fascinating altcoins, the alternatives to Bitcoin, that sometimes offer even greater potential for growth.
Remember those exciting growth spurts we see in the stock market with smaller companies? Sometimes altcoins can have similar explosive growth, especially during what's called altcoin season.
Right. To help our listener identify those promising altcoins, we explored some really interesting tools and metrics. We talked about the Bitcoin Rainbow Chart, which is a visually appealing way to understand Bitcoin's price history and spot potential patterns.
It's a great way to get a feel for the market cycles and understand that even though Bitcoin can be volatile, it has a history of bouncing back.
And then there's the 75% rule, which gives us a clue as to when altcoin season might be upon us. And of course, we can't forget about Total Value Locked, or TVL, which essentially tells us how much confidence the market has in a particular cryptocurrency.
Think of TVL like this. If you see a lot of money flowing into a particular project, it's a sign that people believe in its potential. It's similar to seeing a company's stock price soar. It usually means investors are optimistic about its future.
To help us track TVL, we discovered DeFi Llama, a platform that lets you see how much money is locked into different cryptocurrencies. It's a valuable tool for anyone who wants to stay on top of market trends.
And speaking of tools, we also explored platforms like Arkham, which lets you follow the movements of those crypto whales, the big players who can sometimes make waves in the market.
It's almost like having a secret window into their strategies. By observing what they're buying and selling, we can get a sense of where the market might be heading.
Remember, these whales often have significant influence, so understanding their moves can be a valuable piece of the puzzle.
We also touched on CoinGecko, which is like a giant encyclopedia for all things crypto. It's a fantastic resource for tracking the performance of thousands of cryptocurrencies, seeing price charts, understanding market caps, and gathering all sorts of essential data.
It's a must-have tool for anyone serious about crypto research.
Absolutely. And if you're ready to dive a little deeper, we explored Glassnode, a platform that offers in-depth on-chain data analysis. It can help you assess the health and risk of different cryptocurrencies by looking at things like active addresses, transaction volume, and network growth.
It's like taking a peek under the hood to see how the engine of a particular cryptocurrency is running.
Finally, we touched on Lunar Crush, a platform that analyzes social media chatter to understand the sentiment surrounding different cryptocurrencies. It's a great way to gauge the overall buzz and see how people feel about specific coins.
Remember, excitement and hype can often drive prices up, so keeping an eye on social sentiment can give you a valuable edge.
It's incredible how many tools and resources are available to help people understand and navigate the complex world of cryptocurrency.
And the best part is, you don't need to be a technical expert to use them. With a little bit of curiosity and willingness to explore, anyone can start unraveling the mysteries of the crypto market.
It's all about taking that first step and being open to learning something new.
Absolutely. And remember, while the potential for rewards is significant, it's crucial to approach cryptocurrency with a balanced perspective, understanding that there are inherent risks involved.
It's important to do your research, invest responsibly, and never put in more than you can afford to lose.
Wise words.
The blog post we've been using as our guide emphasizes that cryptocurrency is a world of constant learning and discovery. It's not a static field. It's constantly evolving and changing.
And that's what makes it so exciting. There's always something new to learn, a new trend, to analyze, a new technology to explore.
With the right tools and mindset, anyone can potentially uncover those hidden gems in the crypto world. But as we wrap up this deep dive, let's leave our listener with some final thoughts and a nugget of wisdom to carry with them on their crypto journey. So as we wrap up our crypto exploration, what's the one thing you hope our listener takes away from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that knowledge is power when it comes to cryptocurrency. You know, we've given you a glimpse into this exciting world, but it's really up to you to continue exploring and learning.
Absolutely. We've talked about all these tools and platforms, the Bitcoin Rainbow Chart, DeFi Llama, Arkham CoinGecko, Glassnode, Lunar Crush, but they're only as good as the person using them, right?
Exactly. It's like having a map and a compass. But you still need to know how to read them and navigate the terrain.
So to our listener out there, don't be afraid to dive in and get your hands dirty. Experiment with these tools, do your own research, and join the crypto community.
Yeah, and remember, this is a constantly evolving space. What's true today might be different tomorrow. So stay curious and never stop learning.
Well said. We hope this deep dive has sparked your interest and given you the confidence to start exploring the world of cryptocurrency. Who knows? Maybe we'll discover the next big thing. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.